Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
Good afternoon, everybody, and we welcome you to the ASN Coaches Show here from Anderson High School. I'm your host, Jacob Fessmeyer. Now, Coach Ballard currently joins us for a quote-unquote pregame interview, getting into the detail of tonight's game with Ian Stevens sitting now with Lady Ravens basketball head coach, Chad Koch, to talk about this team's side of the Madison County Tournament, wrapping it up with Quade and I discussing the tournament schedule. So, Coach, the Ravens head into tonight's second meeting of the season against Anderson, coming off, a road trip up north in Warsaw, Indiana, for the Warsaw Classic. Now, the Ravens sadly fell in all three of their matchups, but tonight is a great night to get refreshed for the new year. So how excited are you to compete here in your second Madison County Tournament?
I'm really excited. Anytime we get a chance to play, it's always fun. It's always a great opportunity, great privilege. And I'm looking to see, what we can build on from where we were a week ago.
Now, the last time these two teams faced off was, of course, that season opener back on November 23rd, where the Indians snagged a win over the Arabians 68-50. So what are you looking for in your team tonight to come back onto the Indians' home court and take a win in their house?
Well, we've got to have, we've got to have great discipline. We've got to have great toughness. We had three games last week that we had fourth quarter leads that we weren't able to hold on to, and some of that's youth and inexperience. Some of that is, being a little bit fearful of failure, and so we've got to grow, and we've got to be better.
Now, in that game for the Ravens, it saw a few of their players hitting double digits in points in their last meeting against Anderson. Luke Caniano was the leading scorer with 17. Jameson Dunn was the runner-up with 14 points, and Josiah Gustin made his mark with 12 points. So what have you seen from a few of these key guys so far this year, and how do you think they will contribute to tonight's game?
Jameson's Jameson. I mean, the kid is he's a great scorer. He's a great basketball player. And so we need more of that from him. I think he only had 14 last time we played here, and we're going to need more out of him than that. And he didn't really shoot it real well last time we were over here either. As a team, we didn't shoot it real well. And Luke had a good game. If we can get 17 out of Luke tonight, I'll be really confident. But the big guy is Josiah. And, Joe's got to start being aggressive, being assertive all the time. And he, Joe's a very... he's a very interesting individual. The last thing that he wants to be is selfish, and but he has to understand that whenever he's not doing all the things that he can to help his teammates win and to have success, that's a different kind of selfishness. There's positive selfishness and there's negative selfishness, and you can be selfish by trying to, quote unquote, get yours all the time, or you can be selfish by being overly passive. And we've got to get Joe to be less passive and more aggressive.
So with the Arabians, of course, competing in that Warsaw Classic tournament over winter break, this could give, Pendleton Heights, this Pendleton Heights team a bit of a confidence boost and more motivation to get out on that court and steal a win on the road. But what benefits do you see from playing in the tournament up in northern Indiana that I guess you could give your team tonight? Or give your team tonight as they take on the Anderson Indians in the Madison County Tournament?
Well, it was a great experience for us. I mean, honestly, in every game, there were a lot of really good things that we did well that we hadn't seen before from some of our guys, and we just weren't able to finish. And so, which is, really interesting, kind of baffling for me. You come off of a really good overtime win against a really good Garen team, and then to be in that situation in the fourth quarter with leads in all three games and not be able to hold on. And for the most part, because of kind of getting afraid of that moment and not handling, winning time. And those are things that we've got to continue to grow, continue to mature. And we've got great kids that they want it. They work as hard as any group I've ever been around. And now they've got to kind of believe in themselves. We talked about that at the end of last week, is why do all this stuff? Why put all this work in, all this time in, if we're going to get out there and be afraid to fail? You just got to go play, and you got to make plays, and you got to have confidence in yourself and your abilities. Because if you don't do that, then really you've wasted all the work and the preparation that you've put in to get to that point.
So the Arabians appeared to have a solid shooting pattern in a couple of those Warsaw Classic games, shooting 49% from the field versus Warsaw and Washington High School of South Bend. Now, the shots from downtown and the charity stripe were slightly different on the other hand, but with a few good apples as the Arabians shot 82% from the free throw line in the game versus Bishop Dwinger of Fort Wayne and 40% from the trifecta over Warsaw. But what will it take in this game tonight to get shots to fall over this lockdown defensive and tall Anderson squad?
Well, we got to get great shots, and you get great shots by moving the ball and moving it quickly. And, you know, something that I think our team has really started to do a better job of is not allow the ball to stick, not allow it to stay in one place for too long. And really it comes down to what's your mindset when you prepare to shoot, when you let the ball fly. Is it, oh man, I hope it goes in, or I hope I don't miss, or are you shooting it knowing that it's in before it leaves your hands? And that's where you've really got to get, from a mental standpoint to have success, because our kids are doing way too many good things to not get the success that they deserve.
So in that previous meeting earlier this season, Anderson's leading scorer was Amir Carson, who recorded 24 points on an efficient 69% shooting and was also key on spreading the rock for the Indians with his 7 assists. Now Carson continues to go on a tear this season, standing at 25 points per game. Some other key players include Tyra Wills, Cedric Anderson, Jaquan Ingram, and even Sean Page. But what would the key be in order to neutralize Carson and some of these other threats for Anderson? For them having a huge part on offense?
Well, you know, outside of those two studs at Westfield, Carson's probably the best player we've seen and maybe will see. I mean, the Gerards are very good as well at Mount Vernon, but Amir's a good player. We've got to know where he's at. He can shoot it out, you know, beyond the volleyball line. He's got a really quick release, doesn't need a lot of space, and he's become a much better ball handler, much better passer this season than he was a year ago, and we got to stick right with him and really try to limit his opportunities.
So we talked about it a lot during the coaches show before that season opener. Anderson, of course, has a tall squad. Sean Page stands at 6'8". Cedric Anderson and Latrell White stand at 6'5". A few of those guys. With that one game marked off the chart, as well as watching that team in the film room, what's the biggest challenge about going up against Anderson's height?
You know, just being solid and being disciplined in what we do. You know, it's not a new thing for our team to be undersized against who we're playing, and so that's something we're kind of used to by now. I thought in our game against Dwinger, our kids did a great job of, we actually out-rebounded them in that game by one, giving up, you know, 3, 4, and 5 inches at almost every spot. So I'd like to see us build on that and continue to get better in that area of discipline in terms of blocking out and then going to squeeze the ball every time we get a chance.
All right, Coach, thank you for joining me. Good luck tonight. I'll see you after the game.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me.
So that will wrap it up with Coach Ballard. Coming up next, he and Steven sat down and had a chat with Coach Cook to give a preview of the Lady Ravens in the Madison County Tournament. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Are you looking to expand your client base? Needing to have more people know about your business? Consider becoming an underwriter for 91.7 WEEM. Your sponsorship helps the student broadcasters of Pendleton Heights gain valuable skills and experience. WEEM has a rich tradition of community involvement that wouldn't happen without the support of our underwriters. More information is available from Christian Ruggles at 765-778-2161, extension 6095, or at cruggles@smcsc.com.
Sandra, tell me your favorite thing about Indiana high school sports.
Well, Chris, as a fellow IHSA assistant commissioner, I don't know if I can choose just one. Tell me, what's yours?
It's the little victories, the day-to-day achievements of student athletes, the real character-building stuff.
Absolutely. One of mine as well. All the hard work off the court, the field, the mat, the deck, those defining moments during practices that the crowd never sees.
Exactly. And we don't celebrate those victories enough.
We don't. And there's an even bigger victory we need to celebrate.
That's right. We welcome fans back to high school sporting events across Indiana.
So, buy a ticket to your high school's next athletic event. The schools and student athletes deserve your support.
They need you in the stands now more than ever.
This is your team. This is your community. This is your IHSAA.
ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Here with girls varsity head basketball coach Chad Cook here for the Arabian Sports Network segment. So coach, this week the big Madison County tournament, your team had a solid run last year, fell a couple points shy there in that county championship, 61-56 last year at home against Anderson. They're led by Tyra Ford, a very solid girls basketball player, now taking on to the next level in college. But you're supposed to play them here or on the road tonight at Anderson. Some COVID issues, Anderson backed out, so you automatically advance to the semifinals. So what has been your team's overall focus throughout practice over break and heading into this week?
Well, you know, here mid-season, for us, it's right at the midway mark. You know, it's been a good chance for us to reset, you know, look back on, you know, what we can accomplish and get our goals straight for where we're going for the second half of the season. You know, and we're jam-packed with big games coming up here, this county tournament. You know, it'll be the week after playing for a sweep of the conference in New Pal. Get a good, you know, last couple weeks of the season. You got LaPel in there and Noblesville and Pike. And, you know, looking forward to you know, the weeks to come here with jam-packed action of real valuable games for us. So we've really been focused on, you know, making our goals focused in and get ourselves a straight line towards those goals. And we've been getting after it. We've been looking forward to this game against Anderson, you know, to start off the county and try to avenge that loss from last year where, you know, we were shorthanded in that one as well with foul trouble and, you know, was looking forward to getting that one. But, you know, Anderson being short, you know, has, you know, not enough players that they were able to put together a solid team. So moving on to the semifinals and, you know, we hate to miss a game on the schedule anywhere. You know, you'd rather play with, you know, anything than not play a game. But we missed out on this game. So, you know, we'll be getting one less game. Last year we were two less. So, you know, you need as many games as possible to be the best team you can be. And, you know, we'll be advanced to that semifinal game with the winner of Frankton and Liberty Christian. And, you know, we'll be able to host, you know, the rest of this tournament here at home. So we're looking forward to that. And, you know, it's going to be a good tournament here. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to that second half of the season. We got a lot of things happening. I mean, just within a few weeks, we'll be talking about the sectional draw and, you know, just on the girls' season, this Christmas break gives you a chance to have one last kind of refocus, and then it just really comes in at you quick. So we're sharpening up and trying to get to be the best we can be, and it's that time of year.
So as you're mentioning, the rest of the tournament for you guys are going to be at your own home floor, so not going to have to take the bus ride to any other schools to play. You can have all your home fans and fans here at your own high school being able to play on your own hardwood. So does that give you a little bit of an advantage when it comes to the county tournament?
Well, I think definitely being at home, it's somewhere where we get to practice every other day on our home floor and you'll get a chance to be in front of our home crowd. And, you know, they're a big part of the game. You know, last time we played Frankton, which is actually the last time we had a full roster was when that Frankton game way back in November. It's the last time we had a roster without COVID quarantine or an injury or something. So, you know, we're looking forward to having a crowd that we had in that game. It was a home game. Looking forward to having them here at our tournament. And, you know, hopefully we'll be running a little bit faster, jumping a little bit higher and hitting a few more jumpers.
So as you mentioned, on the flip side, you play the winner of Frankton and Liberty Christian, the fan favorite, definitely Frankton, a very solid program. As you're mentioning, you saw them back in November where you got the 60-34 victory on your home floor. Frankton definitely made up a solid team. They've had some great runs in previous seasons, still a very solid senior core on that team. So what's the preparation like preparing for the winner of that game?
Well, you know, you're after winning by 26 points, you could easily have a lull or a letdown, thinking it's going to come easy. But Frankton's a team that plays hard and they get real determined on, you know, the goals that they have. So we're going to have to do a good job of reminding them, you know, how good we are. I think there's a lot of, you know, people out there that aren't sure that we belong at the top. But we need to really take that, as a chip on our shoulder and really look to prove it and make them believe if they don't believe it already. So, you know, they're going to be raring to go. And, you know, they just played a nice game against Fishers where they lost by 14 points and felt good about that. You know, we're going to have to come out and really play hard and play good. And hopefully we'll do that and move on to the championship game.
And then as we're speaking, so you'll play that Thursday game at home. And if you win that, you'll play the championship game on Saturday. And if you lose, then you'd play in the consolation at home as well on Saturday. But overall, you haven't won a county title since 2017, so nearly 5 years back. So that means everybody on your current team has not yet won a county title. So does that bring a different style of mentality when it comes to trying to secure that county title?
Well, like, you know, a lot of the girls are reading some of the articles and seeing some of the things on social media and how, yeah, maybe we're the favorite, you know, but I told them we've won exactly zero Madison County titles in the last 4 years. So there's not a player on this team that's won one for our seniors. We've been right there and supposed to win a couple that, you know, had some bad things happen in those games. We got everything to prove. We're sitting here with an opportunity, and what are we going to do with it? Are we going to, you know, take advantage of what's set in front of us? Or are we just going to think it's been handed to us because we're the favorite? You know, so you want to be the favorite. It shows that you're playing good basketball. So it shows that you're doing some things right. But you can't get any points for being the favorite. So we're determined to really play good and cut down those nets on Saturday night.
So then over this fall break, you had a nice team practice, little team challenges there. So you had a three-point contest, dunk contest, one-on-one. So go and explain that a little bit, what kind of challenges you had over break.
Well, it's, you know, it's a chance, like we say, over that Christmas break there where you have a chance to reset. You want to keep the love of the game going. You want to have some excitement. And you also want to keep up the competition. So we make it a big deal to compete in the three-point contest and the dunk contest, which ends up being a layup contest for the most part. And then getting a one-on-one tournament will really raises the bar of the girls. But it keeps them competitive through a long spell of not having games. You know, our last game was December 22nd. And now we won't play again till January the 8th. Is that right? No, the 6th, sorry. So you have a long window in there without playing games. So to keep them competitive during that spell there, to, you know, we throw in some different things to keep them locked in and competing, because that's kind of how we got to where we are. So we're going to keep competing every day. And we've had a chance to bring the level of competition up in practice over break as well. So we're looking forward to what this second half of the year can bring.
So out of all your challenges, who was the overall champions per category?
You look at a three-point champion. That one went into overtime. We had Abby Rosencrantz that came away with the crown, but Ava Phillips pushed her to the brink. Ava actually had a nice first round that had her in the lead. But Abby came through in the clutch and won that three-point contest. The dunk contest was a three-way tie. We ended up having to have a tiebreaker, which became more of a coach's challenge. I gave them a type of shot they had to hit, and they had to hit that shot to be able to win the dunk contest. So Kylie Lloyd, she got on the back of Coach Rogers, 6'9", Coach Rogers, and was able to hammer one home and get a dunk in for the dunk contest. That's her dunk was. But then our one-on-one tournament, it came down to Abby Rosencrantz and Casey Warfel. And that game didn't go into overtime per se, but they both had chances down the stretch to close it out. Defense prevailed, which is what we like. But you know, Abby Rosencrantz won our one-on-one, remained the queen of the court. So she's a two-crowned champion for us over break here.
Well, thank you for joining me here, Coach, and good luck this week in the county tournament.
All right, thanks for covering us, Ian.